Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Mr. Number 544. How Inspiration Operated. I write all that the Lord gives me to write. Your work has been represented to me in figures. You were passing round to accompany a vessel filled with most beautiful fruit. But as you offered them this fruit, you spoke words so harsh, and your attitude was so forbidding, that no one would accept it. Then another came to the same company, and offered them the same fruit. And so courteous and pleasant were his words and manner as he spoke of the desirability of the fruit, that the vessel was emptied. In the night season I was in a council meeting where the brethren were discussing the matter of the sanitarium in Los Angeles. One of the brethren presented the advantages of establishing the sanitarium in the city of Los Angeles. Then one of authority arose and presented the matter with clearness and force. I was, in vision, in a room where a number were assembled in council. Brother E. R. Palmer was presenting the idea that small, local presses were not needful, and were run at great expense. He said that he thought that all our bookmaking should be done by one publishing house, at one place, and thus save expense. There was present one of authority. After making some inquiries, he said, "These smaller printing offices can be managed in a way that will make them a help to the work of God, if sufficient attention is given to them. In the past, great lack of principle has been brought into the management of our book work, and this experience will be repeated unless men's hearts are thoroughly converted, thoroughly changed. Were I to go to the general conference session, I should be compelled to take positions that would cut some to the quick. It greatly hurts me to do this, and it is a long time before I recover from the strain that such an experience brings on me. In the last vision given me, your case was presented before me. From what has been shown me, you are a transgressor of the seventh commandment. How then can your mind be in harmony with the precious word of God, truths which cut you at every turn? If you had been betrayed into this folly unwittingly, it would be more excusable, but you have not. You have been warned. You have been reproved and counseled. My soul is stirred within me. I will not varnish over your case. You are in a fearful state, and you need to be entirely transformed. I am trying to catch the very words and expressions that were made in reference to this matter, and as my pen hesitates a moment, the appropriate words come to my mind. I want every jot and tittle of my strength to reproduce the representations the Lord has given me, and to make them as vivid as possible while I can do so. The messages that God has given me have been communicated to His people both by word of mouth and in printed form. Thus my work has been made doubly sure. I am instructed that the Lord, by His infinite power, has preserved the right hand of His messenger for more than half a century, in order that the truth may be written out as He bids me write it for publication, in periodicals and books. I am to trace this testimony on paper, that should I fall asleep in Jesus, the witness to the truth might still be born." The meeting on Sunday afternoon was attended by many of the citizens of Battle Creek. They paid the best of attention. At this meeting I had opportunity to state decidedly that my views have not changed. The blessing of the Lord rested upon many of those who heard the words spoken. I said, "You may be anxious to know what Mrs. White believes. You have heard her speak many times. She has the same service to do for the Master that she had when she addressed the people of Battle Creek years ago. She receives lessons from the same instructor. The directions given her are, write the messages that I give you, that the people may have them. These messages have been written as God has given them to me. The Bible must be your counselor. Study it, and the testimonies God has given, for they never contradict His word.